the idea that the abduction phenomena continues and that these people are being taken against their will, right? You know, when you strip it down and just look at what's going on, surely if they were really benevolent, good, you know, extraterrestrials, they would know what they were doing. I mean, if they can come from millions of miles and land on this planet, they got to know that what they're creating is a climate of fear. And that's what every person that I've talked to who's an alleged abductee always says the same thing, that they are literally terrified. And they, of course, they can't move. They're paralyzed, and they are terrified when this thing is going on. And you would think that, well, at least knock them out so they don't have to experience, you know, the terror. And yet
right,
I believe
right.
that these entities feed off of it like a psychic vampire. Hence, I think they're malevolent.
I would agree with you, Lynn. And what's also fascinating is all these millions and millions of people who've claimed to have been abducted,
mm-hmm.
they can't be all having problems. They can't be all having mental issues. They can't be all making this up.
Well, this is what the skeptics will always do. And Dr. Jacobs, one of the questions I asked him point blank was, you know, how do you deal with skeptics that come on and say this is nothing more than sleep paralysis? And Dr. Jacobs answered, and I'm just paraphrasing here. Basically, he said that most of the skeptics ignore the data. They won't look at the data. And many of these questions have been posed already decades ago and have proven to be basically rabbit trails. And so I would agree that all these different people that are experiencing the same thing, like when you read Karina Sables, who is who's an abductee, when you read her story, it's a classic abduction. And her last one, of course, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here, but her last abduction, I think, was in 2005. At least that's what she reported to me in the interview. And she talks that she was abducted in front of nine people. Nine different people saw this thing, witnessed it, saw the craft, saw her taken aboard the craft. There were trace evidences on her body. She began to lose her hair. There was a scoop mark, you know, radiation poisoning, sickness, that type of stuff. She was manifesting, and nine people witnessed it. And that's just one.
That's an incredible case.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And she's got medical records with that.
And she's convincing, isn't she?
I think she is. Look, I wasn't there. I don't know. But and this is the whole point of the book, The Alien Interviews. You start getting 17 people together, and you listen to the stories, and they come from different worldviews, different paradigms. So everyone has a voice. You know, and I don't weigh in on any of that. I mean, I don't judge that. I don't say a word about it. I tell you what I think at the end of the book. But everybody has their say in the book, uncensored. And it's really interesting. You know, different people have different viewpoints. And one of my phrases, which I love to say, is that, you know, surely we may differ in our explanation of to what the phenomena is, but we agree that the phenomena is happening and it's burgeoning and it's not going away. And I think that's really important to get to, especially the skeptics and the people still that look at this and kind of scoff at it and laugh and poke fun and ridicule and, you know, dress people up like aliens and then hold a press conference like Fife Symington did in during the Phoenix Lights.
Of course, now he's apologized for that.
Exactly, which is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you also believe, though, that some of these abductees could have been abducted by military types or black ops type folks?
Well, if they are, I believe there's collusion there. And this goes back to the whole, World War II Operation Paperclip, where I believe that something, you know, we've talked about this before. There was a portal probably opened over Germany, which allowed these entities to come through in mass. The sacrifice for that, I believe, was the Holocaust, 6 million, which is a blood sacrifice. In my opinion, it was a deliberate occult maneuver. It cracked something open and allowed these entities to come through. We know that from the Foo Fighters, 1945. Everyone saw these things, didn't know what they were. Even Steven Spielberg in his documentary slash movie Taken, which is 20 hours of television, he starts off with the Foo Fighters. The whole idea that I believe that this kind of came over perhaps with Operation Paperclip. I know Mike Heiser believes that also. So something was open. You've got all these ex-Nazis running around here, and some of these guys were occult adepts. So the contact could have, let's say, been established in Germany and then literally brought over here. So it's So yeah, we may, that's why some of the abductees report seeing military types and U.S. personnel along with the Greys or whatever. So it's kind of a bizarre, you know, bizarre mix there, but we've, too many people have said the same thing, which leads me to believe that there's a lot of credibility there.
Tell me about Joe Jordan. You know, he's a co-founder of what was a research group called CE4. Mm-hmm. He was, I don't know if he still is a part of MUFON in Florida, is he?
I'm not sure of that. I think he still is, yes.
But he's controversial.
He's very controversial. He was one of the keynote speakers at the Roswell Convention this year. And for the listeners who don't know what that is, it's, you know, 1947 Roswell crash. And every year now they have a sort of a convention. They have different speakers. I know Stanton Friedman came in one year, which is, must have just been fantastic. And anyway, other people. And they had Joe Jordan discuss the abduction phenomenon. Remember, this is a guy that looked into this with a MUFON director and started looking at the abduction phenomena, wasn't really sure what this was. In other words, he went from sightings, which were okay, because there was maybe some trace evidence in the witness and some photographs and blurry photographs and that type of thing. And after like maybe a couple of dozen of those, he moved into the abduction phenomena because it was close encounters with the fourth kind, direct contact. I mean, these people had something going on. And what he was discovering, he came upon a case where this one particular person who was abducted stopped the abduction phenomena cold by evoking a name of Jesus. Now, before your listeners start turning it off, I'm not talking religion here, so let's just throw that right away. And this guy was a Christian, apparently, and he evoked the name of Jesus. He cried out to Jesus during the abduction. Now, Dr. Jacobs doesn't believe that any of this will work. So we have a disparity between what Jordan has found and Dr. Jacobs has found. And I leave that to the reader and to your audience to, you know, weigh in themselves, weigh the evidence, look at it, and make their own conclusions. What's interesting is Jordan went off the record, so to speak, and called up several researchers in the abduction phenomenon. This is right in the alien interviews, right out of the book, when I asked him, you know, what did you find and what happened? And he said that off the record, people were willing to talk about that, yes, they too had come across cases where abductees allegedly were able to stop the experience by evoking the name of Jesus. And they didn't know what to make of this thing. But Jordan believed that there was almost like a cover-up or a conspiracy in the UFO. And this is heavy stuff. Almost a cover-up or a conspiracy in the UFO community not to let this information out. There's almost I don't know, maybe because people look at it and dress it up in religious clothes. I don't know, but there's definitely a stigma against that, and he ran up to it, against that. So cut to 2008 in July at the Roswell conference. Mm-hmm. Jordan is talking about this, and he has a PowerPoint presentation. I've seen the DVD. It's fascinating. And, you know, he builds it precept by precept by precept, line by line, lays his case down.
Very organized, isn't he?
Very organized. Very methodical. It's almost like a court of law. In fact, that's how he kind of presents it. It's like you're in a court of law. Here's the evidence. Look at it, look at it, look at it. Well, at the end of the presentation, he has a dozen people who have claimed to be abducted who have stopped their abduction experience by evoking the name of Jesus. And he blew the roof off the room. I mean, people were just blown away by that. Here, it's not, you know, it goes from the realm of, well, I heard about this, to here are 12 living human beings. You can go talk to them. They're not crazy. And this is what happened. And this is how they stopped it.